Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. 365gay.com reports the District of Columbia Superior Court has upheld the decision of the D.C. Board of Elections and Ethics to reject a proposed ballot initiative that would have prohibited gay marriage in the district. In June, a D.C. Superior Court judge rejected a similar lawsuit to force a public vote on legislation that, at the time, allowed D.C. to recognize marriages by same-sex couples performed in other jurisdictions. The lawsuit had been brought by several national anti-gay activists and backed by 39 Republican members of Congress. The legislation extending marriage rights to same-sex couples in the district is set to become effective at the conclusion of the congressional review period, likely in early March. In the decision, it was determined that the D.C. Board of Elections and Ethics ruled properly that the proposed initiative would violate the D.C. Human Rights Act. Under D.C. law, no ballot initiative may authorize discrimination under the Human Rights Act, which, among other things, prohibits the government from denying services or benefits based on an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity. Petitioners had argued that D.C.'s human rights protections dating back to 1979 were invalid. However, the D.C. Council acted within its legal authority when adopting these vital anti-discrimination provisions. A former British Foreign Office minister has called for an audit into aid money granted to countries which promote homophobia, such as Uganda. Dennis McShane, who is now Labour Party member of the British Parliament for Rotherham, questioned the 72.1 million British pounds given to Uganda by the UK last year. A bill which would execute or imprison gays is currently passing through that country's parliament. Rwanda is now thought to be considering a similar law. Speaking in the House of Commons, McShane asked, quote, "Why is the Department for International Development sending so much money to countries that promote anti-gay politics? And when will our faiths, including the Church of England, the Church of Rome, and the Muslim Council of Great Britain, condemn the new international politics that seek to oppress gays in many parts of the world?" In a press release, he said, quoting again, "I do not understand how these faiths can proclaim themselves as religions of peace and tolerance while at the same time staying silent of a new war of intolerance against gays supported by their followers in many parts of the world." End quote. At budurl.com/outfront and baron of arizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.